You'll hear five short extracts in which teenagers are talking about a favourite book. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about the book. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
My favourite book's called Think Twice. It's quite an old-fashioned book in some ways, but that's partly why it appeals to me, and also because my grandmother gave it to me. She said she used to love it when she was my age, and she was so pleased when she found a copy of it for me. I haven't read anything else by the same writer, but I'd like to. She presents the characters to you in a fascinating way, which really brings them to life. And once you get into the plot, it keeps you guessing right to the end. It was adapted for television recently, and they did it much better than I'd expected. But I still prefer the book.
Speaker 2.
I really love a book my brother gave me for my last birthday called Henry's Adventures. He said the main character was just like me, which I think's a bit unfair because that guy, Henry, is always doing ridiculous things, getting into all sorts of trouble. The author's done a great job, though, writing about the different places where Henry goes. I could almost see them. It's really hilarious. I just couldn't stop laughing. And I literally couldn't put the book down from the moment I picked it up. It'd make a great TV series. I've finished it now, and I'm definitely going to read some other stuff by her.
Speaker 3.
I read lots when I'm on family holidays. We go to my grandparents who live near the sea, and I love lying on the beach with a good book. I particularly like books about other kids. The best one I read last summer was about a girl and her brother who suddenly had to move to the other end of the country. I could relate to it because we were just about to go through the same thing, so reading the book was good preparation for that. I have to say that it took me a little while to get into it, but I'm really glad I kept going.
Speaker 4.
There's a great series on TV at the moment about a boy who travels into space. I'd read the book that the series is based on and loved it. It's a lot funnier than the TV version, but they're both good in different ways. The hero's so like a friend of mine that the story could have been written about him, even down to the way the writer describes his appearance. My cousin asked to borrow it when I was staying at his place on a family holiday. He read the first page and didn't seem to be able to put it down again until he'd finished the whole thing.
Speaker 5.
I like stories about characters I can relate to. My favourite book's about a girl who lived in ancient Rome. Although she lived at a very different time from me, many of the experiences she had are like ones that I've had too. It's an old book. My grandmother's name's in the front with the date 1950. She must have been about my age when she read it, and it's great to think of her getting as much out of it back then as I do now. I love it even though it's quite a serious book. Actually, the writer's other books are much funnier.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
My favourite book's called Think Twice. It's quite an old-fashioned book in some ways, but that's partly why it appeals to me, and also because my grandmother gave it to me. She said she used to love it when she was my age, and she was so pleased when she found a copy of it for me. I haven't read anything else by the same writer, but I'd like to. She presents the characters to you in a fascinating way, which really brings them to life. And once you get into the plot, it keeps you guessing right to the end. It was adapted for television recently, and they did it much better than I'd expected. But I still prefer the book.
Speaker 2.
I really love a book my brother gave me for my last birthday called Henry's Adventures. He said the main character was just like me, which I think's a bit unfair because that guy, Henry, is always doing ridiculous things, getting into all sorts of trouble. The author's done a great job, though, writing about the different places where Henry goes. I could almost see them. It's really hilarious. I just couldn't stop laughing. And I literally couldn't put the book down from the moment I picked it up. It'd make a great TV series. I've finished it now, and I'm definitely going to read some other stuff by her.
Speaker 3.
I read lots when I'm on family holidays. We go to my grandparents who live near the sea, and I love lying on the beach with a good book. I particularly like books about other kids. The best one I read last summer was about a girl and her brother who suddenly had to move to the other end of the country. I could relate to it because we were just about to go through the same thing, so reading the book was good preparation for that. I have to say that it took me a little while to get into it, but I'm really glad I kept going.
Speaker 4.
There's a great series on TV at the moment about a boy who travels into space. I'd read the book that the series is based on and loved it. It's a lot funnier than the TV version, but they're both good in different ways. The hero's so like a friend of mine that the story could have been written about him, even down to the way the writer describes his appearance. My cousin asked to borrow it when I was staying at his place on a family holiday. He read the first page and didn't seem to be able to put it down again until he'd finished the whole thing.
Speaker 5.
I like stories about characters I can relate to. My favourite book's about a girl who lived in ancient Rome. Although she lived at a very different time from me, many of the experiences she had are like ones that I've had too. It's an old book. My grandmother's name's in the front with the date 1950. She must have been about my age when she read it, and it's great to think of her getting as much out of it back then as I do now. I love it even though it's quite a serious book. Actually, the writer's other books are much funnier.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.